importance that India in particular had for Britain's expansive prosperity and power, and at the responsibility that the Raj had for India's and Ireland's plight. New York, 2002. Chapter 1. Forces of Nature. The Road to Revolution? While Britain was losing an empire, it was finding itself. As redcoats were facing angry crowds and hostile militiamen in Massachusetts, Thomas Pennant, a Flintshire gentleman and naturalist, set off on his travels in rough Albion, in search of that almost extinct species, the authentic natural-born Briton. Amidst the upland crags and chilly tarns of Merioneth, he thought he had discovered them, Britain's very own home-grown noble savages, the descendants of the earliest tribes, whose simplicity had survived somehow the onslaught of modern civilization. At Llynerdin, he walked round two circles of standing stones, which he believed were undoubtedly the remains of druidical antiquities. Nearby he discovered the human equivalent, at the house of Evan Hluid, where Pennant was treated to hospitality in the style of an ancient Briton, with potent beer to wash down the cockur dre, or hung goat, and the cheese compounded of the